Tower, AKX, mobile.
KN4, TFW.
Cut off work early today.
Well, technically I still am. I'm headed over to that battery place on, what is it, 14?
Batteries Plus or something like that?
Yeah, Batteries Express.
Been an interesting day.
Yep.
Full lines.
There's a bunch of places up there in Spartanburg we're out.
Texas?
Hey.
Yeah, I heard some scuttlebutt about the fuel. What's going on?
Well, you know, a truck driver shortage, and then there was going to be fuel shortages anyway, but then they had a cyber attack on that pipeline that feeds this area and on the whole East Coast. And then they're not going to start it back up until this weekend, I guess. They got it figured out and start back up this weekend. And then the media said, you know, might be a gas shortage. So everybody ran out there and got gas. And now they made their gas shortage.
Oh, for crying out loud, really? Oh, well. I gassed up this morning up in Spartanburg. Well, actually Lyman, right there at that big QT on 29. So I was wondering why the lines were a little longer than normal.
Yeah, I heard a bunch of the gas stations are all backed up right now.
Well, I got a full tank in my vehicle, and I don't have a whole lot of places to go this week, so it'll be local. Plus, I got a couple 5-gallon jugs full from last year with the storm. When the hurricane ran through for my generator and stuff, so I got a little backup supply.
Maybe 10 gallons for the lawnmower, and then the truck's sitting there full, and then I got about 3/4 in the car. I think Mama's got about 3/4. We should be all right, but if I see one on the off-beaten path, I might swing in and top off, sure enough.
Fortunate. I have to fill up at least three times a week.
I'm that busy at the moment until that weather gets a little hotter, then I'll be out there doing service calls like crazy. But I just got done putting a compressor in this morning, got a system running for some folks.
Tool route, so I'm running every day from shop to shop. I put about 200 miles a day on my excursion right now.
I just got a phone call, KB2HXS.
I passed a little old station over there at work. I was going to swing in there, but man, there was two cars at every pump.
Now everybody's getting off work, and they've been hearing about it all day, so it'll get bad. You won't find anything this afternoon. Maybe early in the morning, but I wouldn't count on it. Not big a deal if people would have just done their normal thing. But since they want to go out here and panic and buy everything they could, and then fill up the gas cans and everything else.
I blame it on the news. If the news hadn't said anything about it, everybody would have been done the same as normal, and it wouldn't have been a problem. Same thing with toilet paper last year, right?
But the toilet paper still gets me. I ain't figured that one out yet, and it's a year and a half later.
Got that one. Every time you went to the grocery store, it was empty. It was just ridiculous.
Fun this weekend with the grandkids? Good.
We went and looked at a house we were thinking about maybe selling, but we decided, I guess, not right now.
See over here on White Horse Road, it's out of everything but diesel.
If they took down the price signs at this QT, that means that they're out.
Really what it's meaning.
You run out on the interstate, call AAA, and they'll come and give you some, right?
It's 5 gallons, I believe it is.
Two-way check that.
It's the pumps over there, but there's no gas prices. Does that mean they can gouge you?
No gas prices. There's probably no gas.
And all the pumps are full of people.
Don't know. I don't have a clue. Well, it'll probably blow over after the weekend after they get the trucks back rolling again.
It could be their normal parking spot. People like to do that, you know, just park in front of the gas pump, go in and eat lunch and take a nap, and then come out, pump their gas, and maybe pull away.
That's for sure.
I drove truck for 25 years, and I was out there with Allied Van Lines, and I roll into a truck stop, and I see a lot of that. And the guys would roll up, fuel up, go inside, get their drink and lunch and stuff, and leave their truck at the pump. They wouldn't even pull off, and that used to aggravate the living daylights out of me.
Little Priuses that like to park in front of the diesel pumps.
The Prius. Like, they need gas.
The other day, it was for parking for green cars, you know, to park for the electric cars and that, and they had screwed an empty socket onto the side of their Jeep and stuck it in there so they just could park there.
Oh, my God. I would have got a towing company out there in a shot.
I seen one where the same sign, green vehicle parking only, and somebody pulled a green pickup truck into it.
That's just ignorance. That's funny, though.
Envelope, isn't it?
Live in today.
I'm the old school. I'll find the furthest parking lot. My legs are still working. I can probably tend to walk a little bit and tend to shed a few pounds going to get my snacks.
Getting in the heart healthy.
On that, I usually park out away from everybody else and then come out and everybody's swarmed around my vehicle.
Yeah, I have a nice vehicle, but I still don't try and get as close as I have to. You know, I park where I can, you know. I park far away if I have to.
You just can't pull that thing in anywhere, so I usually take the first available.
Crew cab or my tool truck, I usually pull down at the lower end of the parking lot and pull through two parking spots. And never fails, I'll come out and there'll be somebody parked in front of me or behind me.
Well, all you do, it'll take you one time to back up into the door or something. Oops. And then drive away.
In the weather for tomorrow and Thursday.
Gonna be a little chilly tomorrow.
Getting that. Supposed to be down in the low to mid 50s.
Light sweater on.
Service calls.
Yeah. There you go.
For heating oil or propane, they won't be able to get it.
Yeah, either natural gas or heat pumps. That's all I work on. I use this term loosely. I will catch you a little later. I'm going to go duck out here and take care of a few things and whatnot. I'm going to sign out KB2HX. I'll be out of here. Gentlemen, have a good afternoon.
Dave, have an awesome day. I'll catch you later. KN4TFW.
All right, sir. We'll see ya.
Greetings, Dave. KO4HKX.
Yes, sir. 73. KB2HX says, I'm gone.
House, you got a few more stops.
I'm heading to the house now. I'm coming into TR on Whitehorse Road on 25. Up here and grab me a cold drink for the ride home, but I'm gonna try to get out of here before he gets too busy and crazy.
Before I left the plant, they have some flavored stuff you can put in it, so I did that.
Grab me a soft drink this time. My sinuses have been bothering me today. Throat's raw and scratchy. Try to get rid of that. Get it washed on down or something.
Sneezing fit yesterday afternoon. I just couldn't hardly stop.
On the radio any this weekend since you didn't have any guests?
Me and Mama went out roaming around. Like I said, we went and looked at a property. And then we went to the Home and Garden show. And then Sunday, I just got all the grass cut on Sunday.
If I can get my lawnmower fired up, I ain't even fired it up this year. I don't know if I got enough gas at the house to do it now.
Yeah, I think I've cut mine 5 or 6 times now. I let it get a little bit high, so I ended up having to bag everything on Sunday.
First cutting for mine. I should have cut it last week, but I didn't get around to it. Mother's Day and all that going on, so just a busy weekend.
Something's out. Get them all filled back up.
Since there's a shortage of drivers, I know the governor of North Carolina, he declared a state of emergency so that it would lift the restrictions on driving times and all that for fuel trucks.
In Georgia, he did away with the state tax on it so that the price wouldn't be so bad.
Night. You ought to see the Sphinx up here above TR on Tigerville Road.
You can't get another car in there.
No, because they're out in the road.
Using their last drop to get to the pump, right?
Crazy. Right now, there's probably 15 cars in line at each pump.
It's not going to happen.
A big Sphinx on top of that. This trailer at the house. Well, I don't burn so much fuel.
Yeah, bad idea. Just take orders and bring them next week. As much land as they could possibly clear off, aren't they?
That they are. They're clearing out the those big warehouses that used to be there behind the Bojangles and TR. They tore those down now. They're cleared out. I don't know what they're going to put in there.
In Greer High School, they're just clearing off as far as you can see.
People are moving in here. I mean, gotta put them somewhere, I guess. Stack them up like cordwood.
It's pretty bad back up where you're headed.
I've been looking at that. I've been darker and darker as I go.
Get a stick.
There was a 40% chance of rain tomorrow and Thursday.
40% up there in the north for sure.
Get out of here for just a minute and I'm going to run into the store here and get me something cold to drink. I'll give you a shout when I get back if you're still around. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, all right, 73. I got about 2 more minutes. I'll be at the battery place, but give me about 10. I should be back on the road. KN4TFW.
L4WTF, mobile.
L4WTS, this is KQ4PO.
This is KO4WTF. The name is Todd. I'm driving up from Fountain Inn, headed home to Williamston. I didn't quite get the call, but that's okay, because I'd probably forget it in about 3 seconds anyway. So how's it going over there?
Hey, yeah, this is Bob in Wahala, KQ4BO, Kilo Quebec 4, Papa Oscar. Just heard you, thought I'd say hello. I appreciate you people at work.
And I appreciate that. I just hope I get to work the rest of the week. Because if I run out of gas here sometime on the way to an appointment, I might not be able to work anymore. But that might not be a bad thing either.
Oh, mate, my granddaughter works in Greenville at Greenville Hospital, Greenville Memorial. She lives in Seneca, and I hope she's got her enough.
Nice little drive. I don't know if I'd want to do that. Now, which Seneca goes a long way. Is she on the eastern side closer to Clemson, or is she down near kind of the Fairplay side?
Yeah, Mercy. Mercy sakes. Yeah, well, I just thought I'd say hello. I hadn't been on in years, and I just hooked this radio up, and I'll be 84 Thursday, so I've had my radios down in the basement, a little afraid to go down the steps, so I found me a way to move on up here in the sunroom.
See you back. I've only been doing this about a year or so, but there's a few people on here that like to chat throughout the day, so hope you're able to keep that thing on and chime in once in a while.
Okay, good. Thank you. You have a good trip on home. Hope you find some guys. KQ4PO, Bob.
A good one, KO4WTF. Still listening.
Three stations in Inman have fuel. KN4VWA.
Did you come back at me?
The fuel so bad. There's three stations in Inman that have fuel.
Be me, I appreciate that. Actually, I'm not in dire straits by any stretch of the imagination. I got three quarters of a tank, which will probably get me to halfway through Thursday. So if I find a place on the way home between Fountain Inn and Pelzer, which I think is a place in Pelzer, I'll probably just top it off to be safe. So, but I appreciate that. Over.
Yep, you might want to get out of work as early as you can, because as soon as people start getting out of work, they're going to be wanting to find them a gas station, those that didn't get it last night.
Kicks.
Sounds like a Patrick. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, Steve. Yeah, I just come up out of Cherrydale and through Traveler's Rest, and what stations did have fuel had big lines around them.
But if you want to juice up in the morning, there's a little station in Inman that's, I just paid $2.89 for diesel, and they didn't have any unleaded, but they had diesel.
Diesel's not running out, it's just the gasoline that's the problem.
Yep. I figure by about Wednesday or Thursday, they'll get the pipeline pumped back up, and they'll start distributing, and everybody will be happy by Friday.
I hope you're right, but with the government, it's hard to tell if they're telling the truth or not.
One of the theories I heard.
It's a good laugh.
Cut it down on their own just to show Biden that if he didn't play ball the right way on the Green New Deal, they just shut down altogether with some kind of excuse like this.
Possible. I mean, they could cripple the nation real quick doing stuff like this.
The way the Democrats are talking, they're going to pretty much have fuel shut down by, what was the date they give? 2030?
Something about that, but I just don't see it happening. The technology is not there yet.
What I'm saying is there's going to be refineries in the mountains like there used to be stills, KO4WTF.
You betcha. And let me tell you something. All I got to do is get me some alcohol and a small cooker and some filtered cooking oil. And I will make my own diesel haul, because I know how to do that. And it works, and it runs good.
A lot less than ideal diesel.
And I'll tell you something else, too, bud. I just passed the Shell on Asheville Highway, and they have fuel. It looks like they got diesel, because there's a fella there with a Bobcat filling up his Bobcat with diesel, and there didn't seem to be that bad of lines. So maybe you could try that in the morning when you come back down this way.
I found a place to fill up today, no problem getting diesel. But if it stays like this too long, diesel will run out also. So we'll see.
If I really pet this beast of mine, I can get about 20 miles or 21 miles of the gallon on this Dodge diesel if I really pet it. So for me, that's almost 600 miles that I can get out of this thing. So I may be just driving it, because my gas vehicles don't do near that good.
Wow. That's this excursion. I've drove it out on the highway, and I've gotten 25 plus out of it. And it's got a nice little 40-gallon tank underneath it, so I can go quite a ways.
That's good, that's good. Well, then it's not going to hurt you too bad then, and they'll have everything all pumped back up by Friday.
I think it'll affect me too much. Now, if I was in a tool truck, it might, but not since I'm in the excursion right now. But who knows what'll happen. We'll see.
Hey, so when does the new tool truck come?
I am going to make an email this afternoon to see if they got paid off. And if so, I will be heading that way, hopefully, this week. But there again, I have to wait and see how fuel goes before I make that jump.
Wow, where is the truck?
Louis, Missouri.
Okay. Well, you gonna fly out there and get it, or have somebody drive you out and get it?
You know, I'm just renting a car and one way and then driving a truck back, but we'll see.
Me on my end, I went down in a hole. I didn't quite catch that last transmission there, Patrick.
I said I was planning on renting a car one way and then just driving a truck back.
May be just as cheap for you to fly out there.
They kind of frown on you carrying your long-distance pole hunter with you.
Your what?
Long-distance pole punch.
Yeah, I see what you mean there, bud. And I'll tell you something. If you really, really push it, you can make St. Louis in one day on a drive. I left Greenville, actually Traveler's Rest, and made it into Olathe, Kansas in one day.
I don't think I'll have any problem making it up there in a day. It says it's eight and a half hours from the house. I've drove to Houston in a day.
Hot dog, bud. Man. Well, it took me 18 and a half hours to make Olathe, Kansas.
As a truck driver, so I learned young. You don't stop till the truck needs fuel.
It was similar the same way. yeah, he said, that's what Pepsi bottles are for, boy.
But I've learned to deal with it and go on. So making a trip like that's not too bad for me. I drove to Memphis quite a few times for training. So that's about an eight hour drive from the house.
Hey, that's not too bad then. All right. Well, you going to be in St. Louis or you going to be in East St. Louis?
I'd be about halfway between Memphis and St. Louis. I won't actually make it to St. Louis to get the truck.
Ah, well, then that's good. That's good. Now, you do know the difference between St. Louis and East St. Louis.
Thank you, 4PL. You might want to check on those rental car rates. My brother lives down in Florida, and he said there's a short on that. There's $300-something dollars a day. I used to live in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, which is right south of St. Louis, 125 miles. About a 10-hour drive.
I live in Brevard, so I'm about an hour and a half north of you.
There you go. Yeah, it's not a bad trip. Of course, last time I did it, they didn't have an interstate, so it's probably faster now.
From there, Frank?
To me or the other gentleman?
The other gentleman? I thought I recognized something in his accent. It sounded familiar. Where are you from, boss?
I'm boss, KQ4PO, Walhalla.
From Walhalla?
Yes, I am.
Yes, sir. I thought I recognized that. Oh, tell you what, I can just about tell where somebody's from when they talk to me. For about 5 minutes, I can just about tell within about a 50-mile radius where they're from.
I lived here till I was 17, and I left for 22 in the Navy and then came back here in 1976.
Ever since, haven't you?
I have. Well, I've made a few trips, but I've been all over the world, but there ain't no place like here.
Tell you what, with my dad's job, as I was growing up, we lived in West Virginia, Kentucky, North Carolina, Virginia, Ohio, and Tennessee, and for a very short time in Maryland. And when it came right down to it for me to pick a good spot, I picked okay, and I lived in Greenville. Now I'm just right in the midst of heaven. I live up here near Inman, South Carolina.
Oh, yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, what part of West Virginia do you live in?
Just on the north end of Charleston, West Virginia, the state capital. I was up there in 63 when they had the big flood up there, just about cleaned the whole place up, or out, or whatever you want to call it, but it was bad. And I'm originally from Kentucky.
Okay, well, we got roots there too in Somerset. Been all over, good talking to you, and KQ4PO.
Take it easy, too. Jump in there anytime. Patrick, are you headed home?
I just crossed the state line.
417, you ain't supposed to head for the barn until at least 6 o'clock now.
It's been early all every day this week so far. Shops are a little slow, so I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder why, too. Yep. Well, I'll tell you, hopefully things can, with whatever is in leadership, can take a little turnaround. Did you notice where our illustrious leader was telling everybody that he needs more time to get things turned around, that people are starting to grumble?
I ain't seen nothing but trouble since he took office, so I don't see it turning around until he's out.
From the best of my recollection, I'm paying 90 cents a gallon more for my diesel fuel than before he took office.
Roger that. I'm with you there. And then I'm glad to see him taking away this unemployment from the state, starting to do away with that so some of these people will go back to work. Because I tell you what, that's another big issue. Can't find anybody who wants to work anymore.
Well, when you pay people good enough to sit at home, they'll sit at home. And did you see where the illustrious Jesse Jackson come out yesterday evening begging McMaster to leave it in place?
Didn't see that, and I can't stand that fool.
He's quite an interesting gentleman.
Well, let's get off of all that stuff. I'm going back to the house, and I got a bunch of sheetrock. Man, I spread 5-gallon bucket of sheetrock mud this morning.
Something to do, did he?
He did. Yeah, he put the sheetrock up, and I got to finish it. I tell you what, I will be 66 in October, and I don't remember sheetrock mud being that heavy.
Mud is pretty heavy. Wait till you start sanding it and your shoulders start hurting.
I got an electric sander to get that done, so all I got to do is hold it in place. I'm not about to manual sand that stuff. I'm good, but I ain't that good.
Your shoulders and all still be hurting just from holding that sander up there.
Well, I tell you what, I've got a really good adjustable set of scaffold, and I've got it adjusted to where, you know, and this is 9-foot ceilings, and it's sitting up there pretty doggone good.
Maybe it won't be too bad on you then, but make sure you put your mask on, keep the dust out.
I hear you. Well, I'm getting a call, bud. I'm going to say 73, and I'm going to jump out of here. KN4BWA, you be careful out there on the road. I'm clear.
Steve, KO4HKX, mobile.